My name is Sora Utzinger, and I'm a responsible investment analyst with Aviva Investors. We are the asset manager of Aviva PLC, one of the U.K.'s largest and oldest insurance companies. And as such, we have long-term liabilities through the annuities, the insurance, and the pensions that we manage on behalf of our clients. And so given the central economic significance of issues such as climate change, declining biodiversity, human rights, and inequality, we as long-term investors understand that these issues will become material in our investment time horizon. We are also well aware that the UN Sustainable Development Goals are the only framework we currently have in place to tackle the most pressing social and ecological challenges of our time. But achieving these goals will be difficult and will be expensive. In fact, according to estimates by the UN, the total cost of achieving the UN SDGs could amount up to $11.5 trillion, including $1.4 trillion a year just to achieve SDG 1, ending poverty. And just to put this into perspective, the 10 largest asset management companies worldwide currently manage assets in excess of $20 trillion. And so it is in this context that the investment decisions that we make as asset managers and as individuals matter a great deal. And how we make these decisions matters even more, and this is why it's such a great pleasure for me to be here today with you and to speak to you about how we as investors are currently using non-financial information to inform our investment decisions. But just to take a step back, the asset management community is currently witnessing a landslide of new rules that is about to transform the market towards sustainable, or as we call it, ESG investing. And in the largest 50 economies in the world, there are currently 300 rules that encourage long-term investing. And over half of these have only been created in the last 5 years, so there's tremendous momentum in this space. And what's interesting is most of these rules are not forcing people to all of a sudden invest sustainably, it's nudging people towards it. And we've seen that's already been quite successful. For example, in France with Article 173, that's completely transformed that market for ESG investing. And in the UK, we've seen new rules come through from the UK Department of Work and Pension on UK pension fund trustees that is fundamentally changing the conversations we're now having with our clients about their ESG preferences and values. But how exactly does ESG investing interact with the use of non-financial information? So we as investors rely on non-financial data for primarily three reasons. So first, as I've just mentioned before, the regulatory landscape underpinning the financial system is changing very rapidly. And as investors, we will be required to ask our clients about their ESG preference and to be able to put this into practice. Second, our clients and society at large are increasing their expectations regarding our ability to provide sustainable investment solutions that correspond to one or several of the SDGs. And third, there is a reason why governments are now regulating and why people are caring where the money is going. It's because we are living on a resource-finite planet. And as the global ecosystem is being pushed beyond safe operating boundaries, we risk inviting a climate-driven Minsky moment, which is a term that the Bank of England uses to describe a sudden collapse in asset prices. So investors know that in order to generate long-term value, they need to integrate sustainability thinking into their everyday decision-making. And on this slide, you can see here different sustainable investing strategies and vehicles. But the point I would like to convey here is that regardless of these different vehicles and strategies, the fundamental commonality is that they all rely on the availability of good quality non-financial data to meet sustainability objectives. Now, the goal of every investor is to realize risk-adjusted returns, and in our case, the ability to capture non-financial information in order to evaluate individual companies that we hold in our portfolios is an indispensable tool for good decision-making. And here on this slide, you can see an example of how we would use non-financial data to determine company valuations. And I have listed here some common sustainability risks that we would typically look at when making an investment case. And here we're looking at a packaging company just like DS Smith. And you can see the different sustainability factors would range from good corporate governance to evidence of carbon management, reporting on water stress, labor management, and raw material sourcing. We are investors in this company for many reasons, but one of the most important ones is that they take sustainability very seriously, and in fact, it's one of the board's central key performance indicators. In its last sustainability report, some impressive statistics were disclosed, including the fact that 90% of their packaging is now coming from recovered sources. And the company has achieved a reduction in waste to landfill by 26% and prevented approximately 500,000 trees from being cut down. But why do we care as investors about this information? It's precisely because norms are changing, as well as our understanding as to what constitutes good or bad corporate behavior. And we've seen this really play out with regard to plastic waste and plastic packaging. We've seen a sudden increase in consumer awareness of the environmental impact of plastic waste and single-use packaging, alongside legislation that has begun to move in tandem, and in some instances even to ban the use of single-use plastics in certain jurisdictions. And now companies such as DS Smith have identified this as a problem, and they had the vision to come up with a solution to recycle up to 2.5 million coffee cups a year. And just by way of citing this as an example, I'd like to emphasize the fact that responsible investors need to know to what extent companies are able to manage and navigate emerging environmental risks, such as packaging, as well as social risks, and also to what extent their boards are able to navigate an increasingly complex operating environment to generate long-term value. Now, what is evident from all of these sustainability risk aspects is that the underlying data sources are public disclosure frameworks, such as the TCFD, the climate change reporting requirements, the CDP, all of which are reported in the company's integrated annual or sustainability reports. The challenge that we face as an industry is to overcome short-term thinking, and non-financial information is naturally suited to a medium to long-term focus on risks and opportunities, and it is therefore central to the way we approach investment decisions. I would like to just say a few concluding words on impact. Our current economic system produces positive outcomes such as jobs, healthcare, education services, but it's also resulting in a number of negative externalities, chief among them climate change, declining biodiversity. So we look to the SDGs as the only strategy that we currently have to tackle all of these. Now, from the perspective of an investor, spotting who will make good or bad decisions, we first need to understand why something is considered good or bad in the first instance. And picking individual winners for an investment portfolio is much more difficult than establishing which companies will be at the losing end. And we are not yet at a point where reporting and accounting rules are able to quantify each company's share of natural resources to stay within the safe operating boundaries of the planet. But we are able to approximate these as best as we can with the current reporting provisions that we have and new initiatives to tackle questions around planetary boundaries. We commend the UN for all the work it has done in this area, particularly as we look back on 10 very successful years since the Sustainable Stock Exchanges Initiative came into being. And if anything, what our experience in using non-financial information can tell us is that the case for creating markets that create sustainable outcomes is more urgent than ever. Thank you very much.